Well, you get the news today. You got your NCAA waiver. How's it feel?
Feels really good. It's been kind of stressful, you know, just waiting for it. But we knew it was going to get clear, so it's good. Now I know I can play this year at the team.
You tore your Achilles tendon last year, about this time last year, actually, in some workouts. How far along are you? What can you share us about your recovery process?
It's been good. I just started one-on-one like a week ago. I've been progressing as I needed. It's going good so far. I think I have a couple more weeks left. I've been doing some practice drills and in practice. I'm getting more affiliated with the plays and all that, so I should be back pretty soon.
What's that journey been like for you?
It's been long, especially since last year, watching the whole year last year, Nebraska. But, I mean, it's been good. I've been taking it slow, so I'm just ready to play.
Where would you put yourself percentage-wise? Obviously not 100%, but are you 80, 75?
I think I'm around there, like 80, 75%. I think they clear up a couple more things as far as my body, conditioning-wise and that stuff, and I think I'll be pretty good.
Everybody's going to bring it up at some point, I'm sure. You got NBA ties with playing with Jason Tatum and RJ Barrett. You know, what did you learn from playing with those guys? How did that make you a better player today?
Really just work ethic. Those guys were in the gym working hard every day, three times a day, after practice, before practice. And that's competitiveness. Going against them every day made me better, made them better too. So just learning that and the work ethic was really good for me.
I think a lot of people ask, you know, when they see someone from a Power 5, say, why SIU? What drove you to SIU? What brought you to Brian Mullins in his first year?
Really, looking at his first year and looking at the connection that we built when we first got started talking in the summer, a little bit before the summer, I liked what they were about to start here. I liked the guys that were coming in here, and I thought it was a new start for me. And I felt the coach was made me comfortable to where I could come here and be a part of something new. And yeah, that's basically why.
One of the last guys to sign with SIU, coming in June, so you can pretty much speak to this pretty well. What's the chemistry like? You know, 10 new guys to a program, that's sometimes tough to build that chemistry. What's it been like in your opinion?
Yeah, sometimes it's tough, you know, bringing in a whole bunch of new guys, building the chemistry and stuff. So as soon as we got here, we had all hung out, and every weekend we hang out, and off the court we're good. And it's been really easy to transition, which is lucky. We're lucky to have that because, like, many teams don't have that chemistry right away. But us, we're all really close, and we all work out outside of practice and all get work in. So we're really close.
You know, and that chemistry is really important also for, you know, next year there's going to be basically six sophomores, you, Ben, Trent, Marcus, and Lance. You know, that's really important. And then it's building a foundation also for the next 4 years.
Yeah, it's going to be really important. We got a basically whole new roster next year, and me and Ben are already pretty close right now. You know, he's, you know, he got set out this year, but we're still really close, and it's going to be good for next year. So it's going to be fun. You know, we're going to be a young team, but I think we're going to be a good team and learn from the seniors this year. So it's going to be good for us next year.
Now that you've got your waiver, you know, you're just trying to get healthy now. But once you get healthy, what's the personal goal for the season?
Personal goal is just to win. I haven't been on the court in a while, so I just want to win, and everything else will come along with that. So after we just focus on winning, focus on the team, focus on what we control, and then after that, everything else will come with that.
And then finally, you know, you get to finally leave an impression with Southern Illinois. What do you want them to know about the team and yourself?
That we're going to work hard every day. We're going to be consistent, and every day we're just going to play our butts off to, you know, win.
Thanks, Carrington.
Yeah, appreciate it.